In this conversation between Linda, Biff, and Happy, Linda explains how she finally understood that Willie had tried to commit suicide. She found out that the gas pipe of the water heater had been cut off and replaced, and that a new nipple had been used. Then she realized that Willie's car accidents, the series of car accidents in the same period, can't have been a list of coincidences. He must have tried to kill himself with his car too, and that happened several times. Besides, a witness saw him deliberately falling off a bridge with his car. That's what you see line 70. The two sons, Biff and Happy, are shattered by this news. Shattered means upset and devastated, or literally destroyed to pieces. But Linda, and in a way through Linda, Arthur Miller, poses the question of responsibilities. Who is to blame for this tragic situation? But several answers are possible, and in this commentary I'm going to develop one possible answer. Your partners in the group will have different answers. In this passage, Linda is trying to make Biff and Happy understand why their father is talking to himself all the time. But doing so, she also justifies her husband's behavior and explains that it is normal or at least comprehensible for a man in his situation to be on the edge of insanity. Insanity in English is a medical term for madness. Consider lines 18, 22. He drives 700 miles, and when he gets there, no one knows him anymore. No one welcomes him. And what goes through a man's mind driving 700 miles home without having earned a cent? Why shouldn't he talk to himself? So here, everything she says is a way to exonerate her husband. He is not responsible for what happened, and instead he should be highly respected. So she loves him so much that she finds him to be a victim. So to the question, who is to blame? Linda answers, certainly not Willie Loman. Certainly not him. On the contrary, he should get a medal for all he did. So instead, she puts the blame on Happy and Biff. Her intention is to defend and protect the man she loves more than anything. But to what result? Do you think it's possible that she's trying to protect her husband, but that the result is just the contrary? Can it be that the remedy is worse than the disease? Willie is losing contact with reality. He doesn't speak to himself. He speaks to people whom he sees around him. So he badly needs somebody to talk to him and bring him back to reality. But Linda never contradicts him. For example, take a look at line 88. I am ashamed to. How can I mention it to him? Every day I go down and take that little rubber pipe, but when he comes home, I put it back where it was. How can I insult him that way? So you see, every day she tries to speak to him about the rubber pipe, about his problems, his attempt to kill himself, but she is never able to do so. And by not doing so, she comforts him in his illusions. She's building a fortress around him to protect him, but the result is a disaster. So in this passage, we can understand that Arthur Miller is suggesting that Linda is partly responsible for her husband's illness. And she illustrates the proverb, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So let's recap the key ideas of this commentary. Number one, Linda exonerates her husband. Number two, she's trying to protect him. Number three, she never contradicts or even talks to him. Number four, the remedy is worse than the illness. She contributes to his mental illness.